Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Hello, and good morning, and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my company, High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, please give us a call at 484-431-2874, or you may visit us online at my new and improved Lucid Media Bill website, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You know, one of the most common things we hear from people today is they want to do more, save more, invest more, and build more wealth. But life keeps getting in the way. The bills pile up. Inflation has made everyday expenses more expensive. And it can start to feel like you're working harder just to stay in the same place. I think that frustration is real, but here's what I want you to hear today. Getting ahead financially doesn't always require a dramatic change. Sometimes it's a series of smaller decisions made consistently over time. And today we're going to walk through 10 of them today. The survey response data and other information we'll be sharing throughout the show today is from our favorite U.S. News and World Report articles. That's headlined 10 Ways to Grow Your Assets in 2026. These are 10 practical strategies for growing your assets in 2026 and don't require a windfall, a big promotion, or a perfect economy, just some intentionality and the willingness to make a few adjustments. So let's bring on our co-host, my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, to help us work through these. Good to have you here today, Jacqueline. How are you?
I am doing good. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while, but I know it's just been a week. Kurt, how are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. I'm actually turned a bend around the corner, around the mountain, whatever you call it, but I'm feeling really good. And there, like I said, there has been some challenges with the surgery, but other than that, I'm doing really good. Put a new big deck on the back of the house. I'm not doing it. I have someone else doing it. But it's looking really nice and getting things done that I had planned when I bought the house. Finally found a team. It's actually the gentleman that owns this company. I went to school with his mom. So it's actually pretty cool. So yeah, I'm getting a lot done. The weather's really, really beautiful today. So we're excited about the rest of the summer and having a big deck with the ramp and all that good stuff. So yeah, I'm excited.
Well, so Kurt, how are you doing being alone in the house?
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan, but I was alone for many years in my life after my mom passed on. But I just got off the phone with Geraldine. She's going to bed because it's 12 hours ahead in the Philippines, or 13, whatever the heck it is. So she's over there with her mom or son, and she's got a very huge family. And I understand, but like I said, this is the last time you've gone away for 4 weeks without me. So there you have it.
Yes. Well, it sounds like you're getting a lot done. So she should be proud because it sounds like you're thriving, you know, as much as you say that you don't like not having her there. But I mean, sounds like pretty good situation you got.
I always get stuff done. I'm results driven, just like the show. There you go.
Great plug there. That was amazing. All right. Well, I, as always, am happy to be here, Kurt. So thank you for still letting me be on the show, as much as I love to embarrass you or say weird things. But I think this conversation today is exactly what people need to know right now. You know, 10 strategies sound maybe like a lot, but I do have a feeling that some of these are going to be maybe more accessible than people do expect. So where should we start with this?
We start at the foundation. The foundation is your spending, which no one likes talking about. Strategy number one is minimizing spending waste. I know that doesn't sound glamorous, but it matters more than people give it credit for. because every dollar you spend on something that doesn't really matter to you is a dollar that isn't being saved or invested for something that really truly does down the road. The tool here is budget, but not rigid, restrictive one. Think of it as a flexible, personalized spending plan, one that reflects your actual life, your actual priorities, and when you have the clarity, decisions, things become easier. Do I really use all five of these streaming services? I ask myself that all the time. How many times a week am I eating out? Is that number actually making me, are these things making me happy? A good budget surfaces those questions and helps you put in position to answer them honestly. Even modest adjustments add up fast. For example, cutting $200 a month in unnecessary spending as $2,400 a year, you could be direct towards savings, debt, or investments.
Well, and I'd imagine that cutting spending may feel even more impactful when you're also carrying those high interest debt, Kurt. You know, because that debt is actively just continuing to work against you.
Jacqueline, you're exactly right. Strategy number two is reducing high interest debt. And we believe this one can be a true game changer. Here's a useful way to think about it. Historically, the stock market has averaged around 7% annually over the long term. Actually, it's higher than that. And past performance never guarantees future results. We all understand that. If you're carrying debt at 20 or 25%, which isn't uncommon with credit cards, paying that debt down is like locking a 20% return with none of the market ups and downs. That's hard to beat anywhere else. There are a few paths for tackling high interest debt. First, you can try negotiating a lower rate directly with your lender if you have a solid payment history. They may work with you. And it doesn't cost anything to ask. And if you don't ask, you know it's always no. So second, a 0% balance transfer card can let you eliminate interest entirely during an introductory period, as long as you pay the balance down before the promotion rate expires. And finally, a debt consolidation loan can help you repackage multiple debts into a single lower fixed rate payment. None of these is a magic solution, but all of them could lower what your debt costs you over time and free up more cash to save and invest like I like to do.
That sounds great. So really, I mean, we're working to help build the foundation by cutting the waste, you know, minimizing that high cost debt. What about the other side of that equation, Kurt? I mean, can someone actually move the needle, you know, on income?
Jacqueline, they can. And that's a strategy number three, maximizing your total income. This one has a few different flavors to it. The first is probably the most overlooked, which is simply asking for a raise. And if you haven't had a meaningful pay increase in a while, you can believe it and you believe your contributions warrant one. It may be time to just have that conversation. Most people never ask, so they never ask you, and the answer is no. In a lot of cases, the answer could be yes. Beyond that, the gig economy has made it easier than ever to generate additional income on your own schedule. Driving for a rideshare service, doing food delivery, walking dogs, renting out a spare room aren't glamorous, but it's real income, and it can really help over the course of time. And if you treat that extra money with discipline by sending it straight to a savings or debt repayment plan, even a temporary boost can have a lasting impact on your overall financial picture. The key is intentionality. Extra income that just blends into your regular spending doesn't move the needle. Extra income that gets earmarked for a specific goal, that's the way it can accelerate your overall net worth.
Yeah, well, I like to maybe, you know, babysit on the side, or I actually really like baking sourdough, Kurt. So maybe that's my little income side hustle. But that's a great distinction that you're explaining. And I think, you know, the automation is a thing that makes a lot of these strategies stick, right? Otherwise, it's just too easy for the money to just disappear.
Jacqueline, you're exactly right. That leads us right into strategy number four. Automating your savings. Here's where a lot of people fail. The behavioral science here is really clear. When saving regularly requires a decision every month, people save less. When it's automatic, they save more. almost without noticing, setting up a reoccurring transfer from your checking account to a savings or investment account means the money is gone before you can even spend it, and it removes the friction or the temptation. Technology has made this even easier. There's personal finance apps that can track your spending, flag problem areas, help you set saving targets. There are platforms that offer automated portfolio management, so you don't need to be an experienced investor to get started. And increasingly, AI-powered tools can provide market insights, portfolio analysis that used to be available only to people with significant assets. Now they're pretty much available to anyone. If you're not already automating at least some of your savings, I think it could be one of the highest impact changes you can make today.
Yes. Well, Kurt, I do want to go back to, you know, the AI powered tools, because you're right. I mean, they are available, but I would just want to mention to be careful about them, because sometimes the accuracy is not quite there with the AI tools. But now, Kurt, before we move on to investing strategies, there's something I do think is really foundational that we should make sure we cover, and that's protecting yourself from the unexpected.
Exactly. Bingo. That's perfectly timed. The strategy number five is building an emergency fund or an opportunity fund. It's either or. Here's why these things belong a wealth building conversation. Without an emergency fund, you're one unexpected expense away from derailing your plan. A car breaks down, a medical bill arrives, you lose your job. If you don't have cash set aside to handle it, you may end up pulling money out of your investments, potentially at a loss, or even going deeper into debt. Either way, you've taken a step backward. Consider targeting at least 3 months of essential expenses. Figure out what you truly need each month at a bare minimum for things like housing, food, transportation, utilities, and multiply that by three. And if you've determined that $2,500 a month covers the basics, your target is $7,500, and that's your floor. Now, first and foremost, there's no right or wrong answer what's an emergency fund number, but whatever gives you peace of mind is the right number. So where you keep it does matter, though. A high-yield savings account is one choice. Your money stays fully accessible. It earns a solid return in today's rate environment, and there's no penalties for taking it out whenever you need it. It's a safety net that actually works for you while it sits there.
Well, and before we go further, Kurt, let's give out your contact information.
Of course, Jacqueline. And today's conversation makes you think about where you stand financially right now, how you may be able to change your strategy before 2026 ends. Give us a call or give me a call at 484-431-2874 or visit us at our new and improved website from Lucid Media, highvalueconsulting.org. to set up a complimentary consultation where here we can think you through exactly the kind of questions that you need answered in regards to your current snapshot in life. And with that consultation, you'll get a signed copy of my new book.
Woohoo! How exciting. Well, thank you, Kurt. And listeners, I mean, just like Kurt said, get a signed copy. How cool is that? Maybe you could sell it.
I actually got a 5-star rating on Amazon. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I was surprised. And I don't know who did it, but I just gone, I'll take it.
Okay, don't be surprised by that. You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Kurt, we've been walking through 10 strategies for growing your assets in 2026, and we're right at the halfway mark here. So let's keep the momentum going.
All right, Jacqueline, let's do it. Strategy six is taking advantage of high yield certificates of deposit or CDs. Once you have money set aside, they don't have to need, let me back up. Once you have money set aside that you won't need for a year or two, a high yield CD can be an ideal place for it. You can lock in a fixed rate. The return is guaranteed. And here's something people don't always think about. The money is out of reach. In other words, there's consequences if you take it out. And that's it can be a benefit in the long run. For people who might be tempted to dip into savings or something that's an emergency fund, the separation can actually be a feature. For example, if you put some numbers on it, if you put $10,000 into a 24-month CD at 4%, you earn $800 by simply setting aside for 2 years. You locked in a fixed rate guaranteed by issuing bank and no market risk and no volatility. One thing to keep in mind, there's typically an early withdrawal penalty if you redeem the CD before it matures, which usually equals about 3 months of the interest. So you want to be confident you won't need these funds in the near term. But for a defined goal with a clear timeline, like savings for a home down payment or a major purchase, a CD be the most appropriate fit.
That's a nice low drama option for people who just want their money to work without worrying about those market swings. So it's more of a comfort there than really risk. What about for longer term goals? Where do you want some market exposure?
Jacqueline, that's where Strategy 7 comes in. They're called target date funds. If you want to invest for the long term, especially for retirement, but you don't want to spend a lot of time managing your portfolio, a target date fund may be worth a look. These are mutual funds that hold a mix of stocks, bonds, and cash in a balanced portfolio, or they adjust. What makes these unique is the mix automatically adjusts over time, becoming more conservative as you get closer to the target retirement date. In your 30s and 40s, the fund may be weighted more heavily towards stocks. As you approach retirement, it shifts towards bonds and more stable assets to help you protect what you have built. You can hold target funds in a tax-advantaged retirement account like an IRA or 401k or in a taxable brokerage account if you have short-term goal in mind. The appeal is simplicity. You pick a fund that aligns with your retirement year, contribute regularly, and then let the fund handle the rebalancing. It's not the most customized option, but for a lot of people, it can be generally effective, efficiently, and especially compared to doing nothing or making emotionally driven investment decisions. Sometimes the best thing you do is just get out of your own way and let the portfolio take over.
Yes. Well, and that's kind of a perk of working with a financial advisor, Kurt, is that you aren't getting those emotionally driven investments and you're, you know, truly just kind of handling the rebalancing and you're not really getting your hands wet necessarily, but you're letting your money work for you. So I love that idea. And speaking of retirement accounts, I do want to just talk about this and talk about maxing them out here, because I think a lot of people don't really realize how much they're truly allowed to contribute to these various accounts.
Yes, Jacqueline. Strategy 8 is maximizing your retirement contribution. It's one of the most powerful tools on this list. In 2026, the IRS allows you to contribute up to $24,500 of your salary to a 401k. That's a meaningful number, and the contributions come out of your paycheck pre-tax, which lowers your taxable income for that year. So you're building your retirement savings, reducing your tax bill at the same time. Now, if you're 50 or older, there's a catch-up provision that lets you contribute an additional $8,000 on top of that, bringing your total to $32,500. If you happen to be between the ages of 60 and 63, there's a special enhanced catch-up that allows an additional $11,250 above the base limit. These provisions exist especially for people who are in the home stretch of their working years and building their nest egg faster. And if your employer offers a matching contribution, consider taking it, especially all of it. An employer match is additional compensation. If your employer matches 3% of your salary and you're not contributing at least 3%, you're leaving money on the table that your employer would have handed you. That match gets invested, compounds right alongside with your own contributions.
Well, and the compounding piece here is so important, Kurt. And I think that that connects well to our next strategy here on the list, which is about keeping more of what you earn.
That's correct. Strategy 9 is minimizing your tax liability. It's easier to overlook than others because it tends to happen in the background, but it can genuinely move the needle. One of the most effective tools here is health savings account, or an HSA as they use. If you're enrolled in a qualified high deductible health plan, you can contribute to an HSA on a pre-tax basis. Those funds grow tax deferred, and the withdrawals for qualified medical expenses are tax free. That's a triple tax advantage where very few other accounts can possibly match. And unlike a flexible spending account, the money rolls over year to year. It doesn't disappear if you don't use it. Beyond HSAs, it's worth making sure that you're claiming all the deductions, the credits you're entitled to when you file your return. Some commonly overlooked ones include credits for summer camp expenses, savers credits designed specifically to reward people who contribute to retirement accounts, deductions for expenses related to freelance or a side gig, like making sourdough bread, and there are home office deductions for people who work from home. These may seem small individually, but they do add up over time. It can result in a meaningful lower tax bill. If you're not working with a tax professional, it may be worth at least a consultation to find out what you might be missing out.
Yeah, well, which is a nice bridge here, Kurt, to our final strategy. So take it away.
Yeah, strategy 10 is to consider professional guidance. I want to spend a moment on this because I think it's more accessible than people realize. An experienced financial service professional like myself with 35 plus years experience can help you across the full picture, the full gamut. Building a tax strategy, structuring your retirement contributions, reviewing your investment allocations, and helping you make the appropriate decisions during your major life transitions. That could mean navigating a divorce, managing an inheritance, selling a business, or planning for retirement. These moments where having someone in your corner who knows your full situation better than you than yourself can help you avoid potentially costly mistakes, help you make the most of what you've built. Professional guidance isn't for just the wealthy. If you have specific goals you're working towards, and if your financial situation has gotten more complex, or if you simply want a structured plan and a trusted resource to help you execute it, that's when working with an advisor can make a real difference. The key is to find someone who takes the time to understand your situation and your goals and who is committed to helping you work towards reaching them. That relationship built on trust and communication is also what separates people who feel confident about their financial future from those who are just hoping things work out.
I love this. I think truly, I mean, strategy number 10 is probably my favorite there, Kurt. But 10 strategies and every single one of them is actionable. Right now, you can do it on your own. I think what I appreciate most about this list is that you don't have to do all 10 at once either. I mean, you can start where you're at and maybe just pick one. Start there.
That's the right takeaway. Pick one or two that resonate most where you are right now. Maybe that's just getting a budget in place. Maybe it's finally building that emergency fund. Maybe it's making sure you're capturing your full employer match, whatever it is. Start there, building the habit, then add to it. Wealth isn't usually built in one big moment. It's when you build it over on the based on small decisions made consistently over a longer period of time that's actually good news. Because it means almost everyone has the ability to make a meaningful progress if they're willing to be intentional about it. If you'd like to talk about any of these strategies and figure out ones that may make more sense for you and your specific situation, that's exactly what we're here for. Visit my website at highvalueconsulting.org or give us a call at 484-431-2874. And we'd love to help you take that next step with more clarity and confidence with a snapshot or a review. And you will receive a copy of my new book, High Value Consulting, and I will sign a copy for you.
Well, perfect. Kurt, what do you think about me doing a quick recap for our listeners? We have a few minutes here.
Let's do it.
All right. So number one that we talked about, I'll go through the 10 ways that we talked about today, which is number one, minimize those spending waste. I think that one's the hardest one because that one is called budgeting, and I don't know if I like that word. Number two, reduce the high interest debt. Those are your credit cards, the maybe student loans, home equity. Number three, maximize your income. That's, I think, the hardest one on here. You know, standing up for yourself, asking for a raise, take on that freelance work. Number four, automate savings. I like this one. It's kind of girl math. If it doesn't go into your account and you don't see it in your account and it's automatically savings, then you're not losing it, right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
Building an emergency fund. This one we talk about often, you know, aiming for at least that 3 months of essential expenses. Then consider high yield CDs. This is one that we don't really talk about much, but it's a medium term option for funds that you won't really need soon, and it's safe. And then consider your target date funds. Then maximize retirement contributions. This is one that we do talk about and we like to highlight. You know, you can contribute up to $24,500 to a 401k, $32,500 if you're 50 and older, or $35,750 if you're that 60 to 63 catch-up contribution age. And then number nine, minimize your tax liability. Those HSAs, deductions, and credits can really lower your taxable income. And then finally, consider that professional guidance. And Kurt, you seem to be a great option for that last one.
Yes, that's true. And you know what? When you go over the top 10 like that, again, a lot of people go, oh, I can't do all 10. That's why when potential clients come in, I said, let's start with a comprehensive financial plan. It's like a snapshot in time. It lets you know exactly where you're at. It shows you your strengths, shows you the weaknesses and the opportunities. And based on that, we go through those 10. And some people don't realize that maybe they've done fairly well in one area versus some areas there's opportunities to grow. And again, a lot of it too is the automatic savings. I've built a lot of people's wealth with that because they've said, that, oh, I don't want to do that. And I said, like I had a young man in the other day, and he said, I'm getting a raise of like 3 or 5%. And I said, you just increase your 401k that same amount. I said, you're living comfortably. Yep. I said, then just do that. I said, because I have another gentleman, I gave him a comparison. This young man's only 25 years old. I have this other client that's getting married in Chicago, and I'm going to go to his wedding. And he started at 25, and now he's got $500,000 at age 30. And all he did was listen to my strategies. That's all he did. And he saved the money, and he said to me today, because I couldn't have done it without you, because I would have never took that leap of faith, as they say. But he goes, it makes a significant difference. And just being systematic, intentional, and consistent gets you where you need to go.
Yes.
And having the right team around you makes a big difference too.
Yes. Well, and Kurt, there's something to be said for, you know, really just having something laid out in front of you that highlights where your money is currently going. Because oftentimes, I mean, those automated savings that we talked about, there's also automated payments that sometimes you don't see, or, you know, where is your money truly going? And having it all laid out in those resources that you use in your office, you know, being able to kind of go through your plan, what you're currently doing, and maybe even for yourself, you'll see, oh, well, I'm missing out on this. Let's start doing that, you know? So it's just, it's so important to have it laid out in front of you and to work with a financial professional. So thank you, Kurt, for what an amazing episode of Results Driven with our host, as always, Kurt J. High.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.